At this time of year, we have so many opportunities to purchase lovely things in the way of arts and crafts, but not every opportunity creates such a lovely environment as the Alazan Artists of El Paso's annual holiday art show and sale, titled this year Desert Lights 6. And with me are three of the artists, Sandy Young, Sandra Martin, and Joan McElroy. Welcome, ladies. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who would like to describe the atmosphere? I know the location is at 150 Sunset, which is the corner of Sunset and Osborne. The event is scheduled 1 week from tomorrow on Sunday, December 7th, starting at 3 p.m. What do we see when we walk in the door?
Well, what you see is lots of lights and, of course, beautiful artwork, and they have their gorgeous poinsettias out, and so those are all put around, and it's just a very festive atmosphere.
I know you all work very hard, and I was going to say, you ladies, do you have any male members of Alazan Artists?
We have one man.
One brave man. Did he just show up recently?
In the last couple of years.
Oh, all right. Well, good for him. Who is our male?
He's Wiley Heath.
Wiley Heath. All right. And he's your one male artist.
His wife also shows with us.
Oh, wonderful. What was the inception? Tell us the story again, if you would, of how the Alazan Artists came to be.
Well, a group of students who were taking art from Nina Walker.
Yes.
We were invited to go to the Alazan Ranch, which borders the Big Bend,
mm-hmm.
south of Marfa. And so we were invited to come down for a Monday through Friday, more or less, art workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us went and had a wonderful time. It's a gorgeous setting. And we painted there, had workshops, and ate very well. And when we left, we decided we should form a group. And we asked the owners of the ranch if we could use their name. It was the Alazan Ranch, so mm-hmm. we became the Alazan Painters.
What a nice way to remember a special genesis to this group, which apparently is really cohesive, and you have a great division of labor for this particular event. I know there are 14 artists exhibiting. You are three of the 14. How many works will be up for this show and sale?
I would say we are going to average about 10 paintings a piece.
A piece? That's
yes.
a lot so of opportunity for you.
A lot of artists, all 14 of us. Some will have smaller artworks and some will be on easels.
Mm-hmm.
Variety of subjects from florals, landscapes. Wiley Heath, who we just talked about, does pastels.
Yes.
And so there is a great variety in price as well.
Is there a unifying style or theme in that the group's inception was with Nina Walker, and she's an impressionist by and large?
Actually, all of us have our own style to a certain degree, and some of the painters have taken from other artists.
Mm-hmm.
And so our styles are mixed, and not everything looks alike.
Well, that's good. That is good. I just know that Nina's work is really lovely, and I'm sure she's an excellent teacher. So it's how neat that are any of you teaching also at this point?
No,
not yet. Okay, well that is a big step. Now you mentioned that you ate really well at the Alazan Ranch when this whole thing started, and I know that there is something that appeals not only to the eyes but to the stomach at this particular event.
Well, we've tried to carry that on with the food that we offer for the people that have come to view our artwork, and so each one of us brings a special dish that that we serve.
What are some of the classics that show up?
Well, everybody already loves the shrimp. We have shrimp. And
okay, I'll be there.
Okay,
early.
Good.
We have a lot of holiday-type food.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. But I'm thinking, okay, cookies.
Oh,
that's a basic Christmas staple. But shrimp, oh, you guys get serious. You play hardball. Yeah. And what else?
Well, we have all kinds of baked goods, cheeses, fruit, and of course, beverages.
The food is not for sale. It is complimentary?
Yes, it's complimentary.
Wow.
As are the beverages.
That is lovely. I mean, you're really laying it out for the holidays?
We love our customers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I imagine. I imagine. Has the show proven successful in that regard? Are there good sales at the show?
There are. There are very good sales.
And what's a price range approximately, or is that possible?
It depends on the size of the painting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of the smaller ones are less expensive, of
sure.
course.
Sure.
And I would say
$100 on up.
And okay. some even below, right. depending mm-hmm. on the
okay.
size.
Wonderful. So something for everyone.
Yeah, there's an opportunity for most yeah. everybody.
And as far as the division of labor, again, you, Sandra, are involved in putting up the panels,
yes.
converting the space basically to an art exhibition. Is that
yes,
it?
We have two sets of panels that we put up, our husbands and a lot of the children of the members help. And it's a quick setup. We set up the morning of the show, and we take it down that night afterwards. So it's a lot of work that
wow,
goes on
yes.
to prepare for this.
They must love you. That's all I can figure. Yeah. And what are the requirements for being a member of Alazan Artists? Can a person simply...
You had to be there.
You had to? Really?
Yes.
So that's it. It's a closed group.
It is.
Awesome. How did the gentleman get in a couple of years ago?
He's the husband of one of the painters.
Oh, we had a connection. Okay,
I
got
connected.
It. I gotcha. How interesting. Okay, and Joan, you are apparently in charge of the silent auction.
Yes, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of things that are not per se art things.
Oh.
We have husbands that are wood turners.
Oh, I thought for a moment you were going to be... taking bids on husbands. I was okay, but let me
That's
get back to business here.
Maybe next Christmas. I know I'd like to raffle mine off sometime.
Oh, come on, ladies. It's the season.
So, some of them are wood turners, and they donate some of their things for
nice.
Our silent auction. We have stitchery, and we have photography this time
mm-hmm.
that we're displaying. And we set up bid sheets, and people can sign up for what they're interested in.
Yeah, silent auctions can be a lot of fun when you get in the swing of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting out with a nice beginning even before you take the space over. Tell me about the location, 150 Sunset, which is the address and the name of the place. It's the corner of Sunset and Osborne on the west side off of North Mesa. What's it like before you get there? What goes on in that space?
Well, they have a lot of events at 150 Sunset, and so it's not really hard for us to set up. I mean, it's work to put up all the panels and get everything ready, but they have always been wonderful to us, and
mm-hmm.
all of our clients love going there because the artwork is easy to look at. There's a lot of room, and the atmosphere is very holiday. So they've been wonderful to work with.
And they have other merchandise that is normally
it's
for sale in this space.
Yeah.
It's a nursery.
It's a nursery.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a neat place to walk through just for fun when there's nothing else going on.
Yes.
Because it's a, of course, a wealth of greenery and lushness to look at. But then they do have their own kind of
they
a
have
gift
Christmas
shop
and, wreaths for sale, mm-hmm, trees, mm-hmm. All kinds of things for Christmas.
Yes.
And they usually give 10% off that day.
During
our show.
Sweet.
Yes.
That's you're playing hardball all the way across to get us down there. There's no admission, apparently, to get in. And are the artists then able to keep 100% of their proceeds?
Yeah.
Well, all right. That's a pretty simple answer.
I mean, you know,
right. We pay tax.
We pay tax.
But that's it.
We
yeah.
pay tax.
That's in addition to the cost of the painting.
That, you know, that's a particularly nice thing, too, to know that the artists,
mm-hmm.
I'm dealing directly with the artist when I make a purchase at this
exactly.
particular show.
Exactly. And each artist writes up her own sales.
That is excellent. Mm-hmm. Another incentive. Really good to know. I want to thank my guests today, Sandy Young, Sandra Martin, and Joan McElroy, who are members of the Alazan Artists of El Paso, and you can't join because it's too late. It is a group that was given birth some years ago. And how many years ago now? Was it six?
It was 7 years that
seven
we
years.
Went to the Alazan Ranch,
okay.
but this is our sixth show.
All right. It's Desert Lights 6. It's a one-day-only event, 1 week from tomorrow, Sunday, December the 7th, from 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at 150 Sunset. The event is free, and you can call 755-7554 for more information. Ladies, this sounds like a wonderful event. You put everything you have into it. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.